1220.
1220, repeal ordinance which vacated a certain portion of Northeast Emerson Street between Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Northeast 6th Avenue under certain conditions.
Roll call.
Novick.
We're still wondering if this is a devacation or simply acation. Aye.
Fritz.
A working public street. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Felsman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 1221.
Extend contract with Bowman Systems, LLC, for 5 years and increase the software and services master agreement for hosted software and related services by $1,250,000 for a not-to-exceed contractual total of $1,750,000.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance extends our contract with Bowman for our main database, which is called ServicePoint, but I think many of you know it as HMIS. It is how we track the services we provide and the clients who we're serving with our federal, state, and local funds in the Portland Housing Bureau. This includes home ownership, home repair, fair housing programs, and homeless service programs. This is also being used by both the county and the city, and it's increasingly being accepted and used in Clackamas County and Washington County. And I also believe that we have communities across the state that are starting to use this system as well. So it seems to be working well.
Excellent. Okay, questions? Anyone want to speak on this item? Roll call. It's an emergency ordinance.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, 1222.
1222. Amend subrecipient contract with Cascadia Behavioral Health Care, Inc., to add $924,000 for the creation and operation of an intensive street engagement program for people experiencing homelessness.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm pleased to introduce this ordinance that is a contract with Cascadia in partnership with Native American Rehabilitation Association, or NARA, and the Urban League. And I especially want to thank Mayor Hales for his conceptual development of this program and for its inclusion in this year's budget. And I'll turn it over to Mayor Hales at this point.
Well, I'm very happy that we're at this point. It is a coordinated effort with the things we're otherwise doing through Home for Everyone. We appreciate the partnership, not only with Cascadia, but also with the Police Bureau and with the other subcontractors that are working with Cascadia. So welcome this morning, or this afternoon, to give us a quick view of this program. Beth, thank you.
Thank you. My name is Beth Epps. I'm the Chief Clinical Officer at Cascadia. And first, thank you for approving these dollars. It's very, very important. I'm here speaking really on behalf of Leora Berry, who is the primary author of this project. She's out of the country, so she couldn't be here today. But the project began on September 1st. It is the partnership with the Police Bureau, with NARA, and Urban League Cascadia. We are seeing folks. We're close to being fully staffed. It's difficult because we look for people who have very specific street outreach experience and who are going to be able to do this job and jump right in. We're having weekly meetings with all three of our partners, getting referrals from those. We've had around 30 referrals so far, actively working with 20, and we've got a couple of placements already. So it's going well. I do want to introduce Lisa Murdoch. She is one of the clinicians on the Intensive Street Outreach team, and she's got a couple of stories for some placements we've already had that are really pretty impressive. So
Thank you. Yeah, make this real for us in terms of what you've seen already. Please just push the button on the bottom of that microphone there. There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa Murdoch. In collaboration with our team, we have made contact with two families. We work together with all of the partners to gather all the paperwork needed to successfully place them within the community. It's a collaborative effort that takes a lot of time, lots of hours on the street. I also know that those individuals were elderly and physically physically challenged with their health, and that way it was imperative that we get them off the street, as well as mothers with children that we were working with to get them out of the elements and into homes as well.
That's great. Great. Thank you both very much. Questions? Thank you. Appreciate you being here and appreciate the great, fast work in bringing this project together.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote.
Novick?
Thank you very much, and also appreciate your patience today. Aye.
Fritz?
Yes, thank you for this work, and thank you to the Mayor and Commissioner Saltzman for putting this contract together. I know Leo Rhodes was here earlier, and he wanted to make the point that not everybody who's experiencing homelessness or houselessness is somebody who's also experiencing mental illnesses. It is important, however, to have people who are trained in recognizing whether or not somebody's experiencing a mental health crisis, have folks like that, like you, out on the streets and helping perhaps with some issues like the one that we saw at council first thing this morning. So thank you very much for all of your good work. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank
Aye.
Ells.
Appreciate you very much. Aye. Thank you. Okay, we have one more second reading item and then an item carried over from consent. So 1223, please.
1223, authorize a subrecipient contract with Portland Housing Center for $123,000 for homeownership, counseling, and education.
Roll call vote, please.
Novick.
Aye.
This is a very impressive program. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. And then we pulled item 1216, and I just need to reschedule that to December 2nd. Do you need to read it first, or?
I should. 1216, authorize a memorandum of understanding with the agencies that constitute the Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team for the stated project goals listed in the Office on Violence Against Women, FY14, grants to encourage arrest policies and enforcement of protection orders grant program award.
Okay, and this is rescheduled to December 2nd, and we're adjourned. Thank you all for your endurance.
Bless you.